With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Kevin Trevlin. Next week, Montana lawmakers will hold their first in-person interim legislative meeting since the novel coronavirus pandemic began. Related safety precautions will make meetings at the Capitol look a bit different. For one, legislative staff will be required to wear face masks at the Capitol to prevent spreading the virus. That includes researchers, attorneys, IT workers, and others. Susan Fox, executive director of the Legislative Services Division, says that mandate follows recommendations from Governor Steve Bullock's most recent reopening directive and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
As an employer, I'm responsible for my staff and keeping them safe and keeping the environment safe. I think I'm doing the responsible thing to restrict our liability and also to protect those that we come in contact with.
Fox says staff have been, quote, very cooperative, unquote, with the mask requirement. As for additional precautions, rooms were rearranged to allow 6 feet between committee members. Tables, microphones, and gear will be sanitized after each meeting. State health officials will also provide voluntary temperature checks and evaluations to help lawmakers determine whether they're feeling symptoms.
You know, we've got everything set up as much as we can logistically, but that human element is always the dynamic that we have to deal with.
Though staff will wear masks, the Legislative Services Division doesn't have authority to make lawmakers cover their faces. Legislative Council members butted heads over the issue along party lines during a remote meeting earlier this week. Regardless, the Legislative Audit Committee will hold the first so-called hybrid meeting on Monday. That means lawmakers, staff, and the public can participate via Zoom or in person at the Capitol. Audit Chair Dee Brown, a Republican senator from Hungry Horse, says she wants as many lawmakers at the Capitol as possible to accommodate the committee's complicated work. Brown says she asked members to bring masks, but she can't require them.
I can't arm wrestle somebody and demand they wear a mask. I have suggested simply because some people have wanted it, and I want this meeting to go well and be orderly.
The State Administration and Veterans Affairs Committee will also hold a hybrid meeting at the Capitol next week. Kevin Trevlin, Yellowstone Public Radio News.